Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Paul Tonko, you know, every time we come to the, is government going to close down? Newt Gingrich tried it and he got his head handed to him. The Republicans are now talking about doing the same thing, you know, give up Obamacare or we're going to basically close down the government. What's going on?
Well, if Senator Cruz had his way from Texas, we would probably have a shutdown. He is into playing the game of blink. And I think that's a very dangerous approach to a federal budget at a time when we're called to compete in a global race on clean energy, innovation, and high tech. This is not the sort of behavior that makes us a strong competitor in that global race. And so we need to move forward with the budget plan. It's interesting because for many times over in my short tenure in Congress, I'm in my fifth year, my third session.
That's getting a lot already.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years, a long time, you can get some real seniority. If the Democrats take over, you could get a good job already on a committee.
We could, and we hope we do. But, you know, in the short time that I've been there, relative short time, you know, the complaint was, well, the Senate needs to pass a budget, or this portion of the process needs to be completed. Well, here we are in mid-September, or in the month of September, and the United States Senate had a while ago now passed its version of a budget. The House had done similarly without my support, without my vote, but nonetheless passed a version of the federal budget. And the administration, the president, President Obama, and his cabinet have said, here's the fiscal plan for the next year. So everyone's identified their version. Now I say, name the people that will be your spokespersons at the table.
On the conference committee.
Right. And there's a conference team that reflects Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives. And there's a team that represents Democrats and Republicans in the United States Senate. You know, the majority, minority in each House names their panelists. And I have been pushing with some of my colleagues, reaching out to the Speaker, Speaker Boehner in the House, saying, this has all been done now. Name the panelists.
Now, why can't he do it? He's a decent fellow from everything I hear, but scared.
Well, their messaging has changed. Yeah. I, for one, believe that they're comfortable with the sequestration being the order of the day. And so if we do what's called a continuing resolution.
CR.
Yeah, the CR, the big CR that we talk of, we can then kick the can down the road, so to speak, for 3-4 months and have that budget just continue on as is with sequestration being formalized again. And I think that would be a dangerous, dangerous thing to do because there are orders of investment that we require right now in this budget, again, to make us as strong a competitor and to grow the economy as rapidly and as deeply as we can. There are orders of investment required.
For example?
Well, research. Research dollars equals opportunities for jobs, good paying jobs that allow for product delivery, for innovation to take hold. You look at the research here in the energy sphere for a region like that I represent, there's been a lot of sound investment made by the private sector along with the public sector. And we're now touted to be one of the hottest bits of real estate in the country for clean energy, innovation, job growth. Now is not the time to weaken the foundation, but you build that foundation. The clustering is beginning to happen. The governor the other day announced some initiative for high tech and innovation in Oneida County. And I'm convinced that the boundaries here of a very sound energy sort of innovation will boundary with Rensselaer in the east and Oneida in the west. And what was a Mohawk Valley a century ago that was, you know, the pulse of the American economy that triggered a westward movement and an industrial revolution now could become the high-tech park of the country if we put these investments into working order.
Paul, I'm sorry, but none of these will happen because they're all new, right? If you have a continuing resolution, meaning you're doing business the way you were last year.
Right. Well, within that continuing resolution, if we adopt, again, if we stay with the tool in the toolkit, the newest tool, sequestration, you cut research and development dollars. You cut them. And not just for energy and tech areas, but for science. You know, I can tell you there are countless people that come to Washington from this district, from the state, from the country, that will advocate for research dollars, be it for Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's or cancer or multiple sclerosis or you name it. They come in and there are great cutting edge research opportunities that were put on hold or reduced in some way because of sequestration. So I say get the revenues that we need. Revisit the revenues. Tax reform policy could be part of the budget. Look at the orders of investment that we need to make. Belt tighten, where you can do cuts through attacking waste and inefficiency and outmoded programs, address the deficit, all that can be done in soundness with the conference table having its panelists named so that you can move forward and get this done.
But Paul Tonko, back to Speaker Boehner, we only have a couple of seconds,
sure,
a couple of minutes here. He really has a runaway right-wing, you know, group.
It paralyzes his leadership, and you're right. They won't go to this extreme group. Really denies any involvement with the Dems. So Speaker Boehner doesn't reach to that population often. So you're trying to pass bills with just Republican support, and we've seen so many pulled in the last few weeks of session, the few weeks at the end of July before the August district work period. Many bills were pulled because they couldn't pass them as a Republican conference. And the same was true when we returned from that break with their version of a continuing resolution pulled because they had a debate as to whether to attach the repeal of healthcare, as they would say, Obamacare, or whether it should attach to a reduction in the investment to implement Obamacare. So the debate within their conference was over repeal or reduce the funding for. And so we don't do anything.
So you mentioned something there that I find very interesting. And is this political strategy on the part of the Democrats, not the Republicans? In other words, will the Democrats go along with saving the Republican hash and helping them to pass certain bills that would be good for the country?
I think Democrats would support a sound budget, you know, getting a budget done at the conference table. We have introduced our plan as an alternative to what was done in the House of Representatives. I say, name the panelists, get the conferencing going on the budget, and do it in daylight. Put the floodlights on the situation so the American public can see the sharp contrast, and it is sharp, between the Republican solution and the Democratic version in the House alone.
But if the Democrats help the Republicans, mm-hmm, doesn't it risk making the Republicans look good and taking the House again?
Well, but the thing is, people, the public want results. They want a budget done. I think any legislator in whatever legislative branch, Congress, at the state assembly level, you expect that you're not going to get the full loaf. What we would hope to get done is a sound enough budget to move forward and grow the economy. So, and I think we all win when we do that. We can show what our contribution was to that budget as a party at election time. But the thing is, right now we're getting paralysis, we're getting denial, we're getting disregard for the taxpayer, and we get nothing done. Nothing done. And it's kicking the can down the road, and oftentimes with an agenda, not so hidden even, to be as nasty to the president as possible.
Paul Tonko, I really mean this. It's just wonderful to have you here. You come in, you talk with us, and no matter what time of day, early, late, you're always here, and you make time for us, and we all appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You're a great team.